然后你应当照见其余的每一种名法，一次加上一种。于是，刚开始时，你能够在每一个初禅速行心刹那中见到一种名法，接着能见到两种，接着三种等等，最后你能在每一个初禅速行心刹那中见到所有三十四种名法。
We will be there on the importance of the information sleeping past and other Western contentness. We should try to discern all types of mental formation present in each every consciousness. Let yoga in your mind though thought process, not dwara, beauty.
能在初禅速行心刹那中照见所有三十四种名法之后，你应当照见在一门心路过程里其他每一种心的刹那中所有的名法。
In meditation, process of vipassana consists of a sequence of six types of consciousness, each with different functions. The first type has 12 mental formations and the rest all have 34 mental formations.
初禅的一门心路过程由一连串不同功能的六种心组成。第一种心有十二个名法，其余五种心各有三十四个名法。
Number one, Vipassana is mindful advising consciousness, Uttara Vajina, in which you can discern 12 mental formations. Number two,The second one is the preparatory consciousness, pre-dhamma, in which you can discern 34 mental formations. Number three, the third one is the abstract consciousness, upachara, in which you can discern also 34 mental formations. Number four, the fourth one is the conformity consciousness, nirvana, in which you can discern also 34 mental formations. Number five,The fifth one is a change of language consciousness, Uttarapu, in which you can discern also 34 mental formations. Number six, finally, the sixth one is uninterrupted sequence of jhana embarking consciousness, jhana jhana kaya, in which you can discern also 34 mental formations.
第一种是一门转向心，你能够照见到包括此心在内的十二个名法。第二种是片座心，你能照见到包括此心在内的三十四个名法。第三种是进行心，你能照见到包括此心在内的三十四个名法。第四种是随顺心，你能照见到包括此心在内的三十四个名法。第五种是种性心，你能照见到包括此心在内的三十四个名法。第六种是相续不断一连串的禅那速行心，你能照见到包括此心在内的三十四个名法。
After you have discerned all the depths of mental formation that arise in each consciousness of the first jhana mind or thought process, you should discern the common characteristic of all mentality, which is the characteristic of vinayi, dual, instinct, duty, object. Then you simply discern all the 34 mental formations.
照见初禅心路过程里每一种心刹那中升起所有的名法之后，你应当观照所有名法的共同特征，也就是倾向对象并且粘着于对象。 然后将初禅中所有三十四种明法观照为明。
You need to go through this analysis of majority of all types of the process of six truths.
之后，你应当以类似的方法分析所有六门心路过程里的明法。
Now you have taken materiality, immateriality, eternally.But that is not enough. You must also discern the external materiality and materiality with direct perception. Gradually increase your field of perception under the whole world system.
到这里，你已经分析了内在的名色法，但这是不够的。你必须再以直接的观照力分析外在的名色法。而且必须把所观照的范围逐渐地扩大到整个世界系。
How do you discern divine origination? Now you have attained the first step of insight, namely the knowledge of finality, materiality, and materiality. Having attained this, you can proceed to practice the discernment of the divine origination.Designing the cause of mentality and materiality. Since the main cause which gave rise to your present life is your karma, which happened in your previous life, you must be able to design your mentality and materiality up to your first life.
如何分析缘起？
缘起
是能够像上述那样观照时，你已经成就了第一种观禅的智慧，也就是名色分别智。在证得此观智之后，你可以进而修行缘起，也就是分析名色法之因。由于使你获得今生的因，是在前一世临死时成熟的业，所以你必须能够照见自己过去世的名色法。
Will you gradually discern Bhagwa your mentality and materiality, which occurred 1 day ago, 2 days ago, 1 month ago, 2 months ago, 1 year ago, 3 years ago, up to the time you entered your mother's womb?Then you discern Bhagavā into your immediate past life. Having seen the original formations in karma, which remains the nearest moment in your immediate past life, you can easily see the ignorance, craving, inclination which surrounds them. Observing the five past causes which gave rise to your present human life, you should discern the causal relationship between causes.Between those past causes and productive mentality and materiality produced by karma and the present life.
你应该见自己往过去观察自己的名色法。一天前、两天前、一个月前、两个月前、一年前、两年前等等，直到在入胎的时候，然后再观察到前一世临死的时候，看到前一世临死时成熟的行与业之后，你就能够很轻易地看到围绕着那行与业的无明爱与取，再看到导致你今世投生为人的这五个过去因之后，你必须分析他们与今世的果报明法以及业生色法的因果关系。
Example, whenever you make this clear, let me give the example of what one meditator was able to discern. When she concentrated and investigated at the time near death, ဒီတန်ဒီမင်္ဂလာကြီးအင်မတီးရီယယ်ကြီးပဲ။အဲသောဒီကမ္မအောင်ကြောင့်ဒီဝိမေအပါရင်ပြုလုပ်ရဖို့ရစီမံ။ဒီဒီနေဝတိဘုခရီနဲ့ဒီဘာသာဣန္ဒမိုင်းဒီမင်္ဂလာကြီးအင်မတီးရီယယ်ကြီးပဲ။ဘယ်နဲ့ဝိမေတဲ့အပါရင်အပြုလုပ်ဒီဘုရစီမံ။ဒီဘောင်းတဲ့ဒီဝိမေဝတ်တဲ့ဗေဒီဘုရားနဲ့အန္တဒီပိတ်တဲ့လေကြ။ဘုဟဝေရိပြေတေသောဟောအောသိတ္တသဗ္ဗရိသတ်မေအင်အဘရိယုတိမဝတိဝိစ္ခောလိုက်သတိအဒီဝိတေဘုမေတိတေတတ်တော
စရတိ為了能有更清楚的了解禅师要举真实的例子来说明禅修者能够观察到哪些现象当某一位女性禅修者专注并且追查前世临死时的名色法时，她见到一个女人以水果供养比丘的业，然后从观照四大开始，她在追查供养水果给比丘时的名色法，她发现那个女人是一个非常贫穷而且未受教育的乡下人，因为想到自己困苦的处境，所以供养比丘，并且发愿来世身为城市里受教育的女人。
In this case, ignorance is beyond knowledge that an educated woman in a lifetime is the reality.The language and craving or life as an educated woman is craving. The attachment to life as an educated woman is clinging. Whole thought intentions could like Jirana to overflow to a bodhisattva are the volitional formations, and the karma is the coming force of those volitional formations.
在这个例子中，无名乃是错知城市里受教育的女人为实体，爱就是渴望身为城市里受教育的女人，取就是执着城市里受教育女人的生活，行就是供养水果给比丘的善良动机，业有乃是那个行的业力。
In this present life, that woman is an educated woman in a lifestyle in Nima. She was able to gradually discern with right view how the commit force of offering fruit in her past life has produced the resulting fact reveals in this present life.
在今世，那个女人投身为缅甸大都市里受教育的女人，他能够以正见直接透视前世供养水果的业力如何造成今世的果报苦运。
The ability to discern causes and effects in this way is the knowledge of the knowledge called the knowledge of discerning cause and condition. Vijaya Prigaha Jnana
能够如此透视因果的能力称为缘摄受智，这是第二种观智。
Then you have to discern in the same way the father relationship to your father past life and also your future life.
之后，你必须以相同的方法分析更远的过去世的因果关系，然后再分析未来世的因果关系。
After discerning arguing materiality and materiality and the factors of prevailing originations, you can proceed to practice vipassana, comprehending them as embodying safari and no self. But before you are able to discern arguing materiality and materiality and prevailing originations, you cannot practice vipassana. Why?Because the objects of vipassana are ultimate materiality and materiality and the factors of the origination. If you practice vipassana before you are able to discern them, then your practice is not real vipassana.
分析了究竟名色法与缘起法之后，你就可以进而修行观禅，观照他们为无常、苦、无我。然而，在还未能分析到究竟名色法与缘起法之前，你是无法修行观禅的。为什么呢？因为究竟名色法与缘起法是观禅的对象，如果你还不能照见他们之前就修行观禅，那就不是真正的观禅。今天的开始到这边告一个段落。